The NBA Finals begin Tuesday night when Miami hosts Dallas. The two teams also met in the 2006 Finals. The Mavericks still have sweet-shooting seven-footer Dirk Nowitzki, and the Heat still employ the scoring machine known as Dwayne Wade, so I'm really not sure what Sports Illustrated writer Chris Mannix and I have left to talk about, but since he's already on the line, we might as well give it a shot. Chris, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, good to be here.
On Thursday night, the Heat eliminated the Bulls in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Chicago's Derrick Rose struggled for most of that series, and in the last two games, he took a total of 56 shots, made only 17 of them. What happened to the league's MVP?
Well, I think the league's MVP ran into a pretty good defense, specifically the defense of LeBron James. Throughout this postseason, one consistent theme with them has been that it's oftentimes been the Derrick Rose show, and it was successful in the first two rounds. But when they went up against Miami, which has an elite defender and a big defender in LeBron James, Derrick Rose ran into some trouble.
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh are averaging collectively a total of more than 68 points per game in the playoffs. There are only two other players on the roster averaging more than six. So Miami's role players don't play much of a role, do they?
Well, I think that stat is a little bit misleading, only because Miami has gotten better throughout this postseason as they've gone along. I mean, I think you've seen the emergence of Mike Miller and Mario Chalmers off the bench in this conference finals. You've seen Joel Anthony step up and step into that starting role. So I think this Miami team is a little bit deeper than I think the numbers seem to indicate. Now, certainly, they go only as far as their big three is going to take them. If LeBron or Wade have a tough game in this NBA Finals against Dallas, chances are Dallas is going to have a very good chance at winning.
The Mavs knocked off Portland, the LA Lakers, and Oklahoma City to win in the West. This is Dallas' 11th straight NBA playoff appearance, and in three of the last 4 years, they were eliminated in the opening round. What's changed this time?
Well, I think two things have changed. I think that the addition of Tyson Chandler at the center position has made them more of a defensive-minded team. Now, if you recall, in the past, Dallas has never had a problem scoring against anyone. They just couldn't stop anyone. They're not necessarily an elite defensive team right now, but the addition of Chandler, who is a Kevin Garnett type of defender in that he is very athletic, contests a lot of shots, rebounds the ball exceptionally well, and I think that's been an invaluable addition to that team. And second, the evolution of Dirk Nowitzki has been pretty impressive, especially throughout this postseason. He's a much stronger guy, and he's a guy that you really can't push off that spot in the low post. And when he gets there, he's become such a very accomplished and complete post player that he's virtually impossible to stop.
Dirk Nowitzki is 32 years old, but he's a mere boy by Dallas standards. Sean Marion and Jason Terry are 33. Jason Kidd is 38 years old. Is there a fountain of youth somewhere in the Gatorade bucket behind the Mavs bench?
Well, there has to be in the case of Jason Kidd. But one thing I think you can say about this Dallas team and their older guys is that a lot of them have been near the mountaintop and not quite gotten there. I'm talking about Nowitzki and Jason Terry, who've been to one finals. Jason Kidd has been to two finals and lost. Tyson Chandler and Sean Marion have been deep into the playoffs and come up short. And I think that's a big weapon for them as far as motivation going into this NBA Finals.
All right, Chris, we've reached prediction time. Who gets to lift the Larry O'Brien Trophy, Big D or the Big Three?
I think Big D does, and I think it's going to be a very close series and a hotly contested series that goes the full seven games. But I like the fact that Dallas is more of a complete team. I expect LeBron James to have a monster series. I expect Dwayne Wade to have his big games. But I think in a seventh game that the Dallas Mavericks will come up big and they'll win this series.
Chris Mannix writes about the NBA for Sports Illustrated. Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.